This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the radio waves. 855-453 is our number. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can Skype on into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. And once we see that pop in, we'll approve it, and you'll be good to go to call us from or on Skype from that point forward. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
All right, so coming up, Chelsea Manning has written a letter.
Woohoo!
And we'll share that with you. It is being published over in The Guardian. It is to those who kept me alive all these years. She's saying thank you. And we'll get into that coming up here in a moment. Daryl, you had a story last night. Now, you didn't mention it on the air, but you did tell me off the air that this was one of your show prep items. And I thought,
Monday, actually.
And I thought, that's true. Yeah, because you aren't on Tuesdays. Anyway, I thought, gosh, that sounds really interesting. It's about check cashing services.
Not just check cashing services.
Payday loans?
Not just about a professor, but a professor that decided to go work at a check cashing place to wind up learning about the people that use them.
I think that sounds fascinating. I mean, so we're talking about one of these payday loan check casher kind of places.
Yes.
A lot of people in some states want to outlaw. And there are some states that have, and I don't know what, you know, the extent of the regulations are on these things, but extensive regulations on these businesses, if not outright prohibiting them. And so, you know, the idea is that these places are taking advantage of poor people because
right.
they'll charge like 30% or 50% interest on some of the loans.
Well, you're talking about payday loans.
A lot of times they're the same place.
They might be the same, but she's talking specifically about the check cashing aspect of it.
Okay.
And in, you know, the lead up to the article, it says prevailing wisdom.
Where's it from, by the way?
This is from Business Insider UK.
Okay.
Prevailing wisdom holds that customers would be better served by using a bank. But Professor Servan, they don't give the name this early on. Professor Servan found that check cashers were frequently cheaper and served customers' needs better than banks.
Now, that's
I've experienced that.
Well, because you don't have any kind of banking.
Yeah, I don't have any kind of banking. When I was in Colorado, I actually, the guy I worked for, his bank was in Nebraska. It was like a 170-mile drive if I was going to drive to his bank to cash a check he'd give me. So I did find a way to convert my checks into Bitcoin, which was really cool. But there was this guy who, he had a liquor store, and he also cashed checks for $3.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd bring him, my checks were like $1,300 when I get them, and I was happy to give him $3 to cash a $1,300
sure.
check. And what I did with him actually the first time, he's like, well, how do I know it's good? And I says, well, I'll do the honor system with you. I'll leave you his check, and I says, here's my phone number. Call me when it clears.
Right.
And he called me like 3 days later, hey, your check's good. And I just went down there and got it from him. And
perfect.
He was fine with me after that.
Three common reasons that customers cited for using a check casher over a bank: cost, transparency, and service.
Yeah, I'm interested in hearing about this because, I mean, I've never used a check cashing service. I've always had bank accounts. And I've never really, as somebody who is pretty financially responsible, I've never really had the experience with a bank of, oh, they're screwing me, you know, because I know a lot of people do. They are really upset at banks for the various different fees that they'll have, like, you know, if a check bounces, for instance.
Well, there are some banks that they require you to have a minimum balance of X.
True.
And that X sometimes can be $100, sometimes $500, sometimes $1,000. And if you dip below that,
sometimes $1,500, I've seen.
Then they start hitting you with $5 service fee, $5 service fee. And, you know, that can wind up adding up.
Right. I mean, generally.
Let's actually get into the article. Lisa Servan, who is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, could not kick the nagging feeling that the financial elite had it all wrong. Again, the prevailing wisdom from bankers and policymakers is people who use alternative financial services like check cashers and payday lenders were making expensive and unwise decisions. If we could just educate the unbanked and underbanked and usher them into the modern financial system with a bank account, their fortunes would surely improve.
Well, I mean, I know you want to get into it, but just to comment here, a lot of people use check cashing services because they are locked out of the banking system. They perhaps made some mistakes when they were younger, let a bank account run into the negative and never made good on that. So, like, you know, cutting a check or using their debit card that brought them down into a negative balance. Then they get hit with another fee because they went down into into a negative balance.
Right.
And then they go in and they're, you know, shocked or appalled at what has happened to them. And then they, you know, throw their hands up in the air. And because they're poor and they don't have a whole lot of money to just kind of throw around and fix these problems with, or they don't know how to prioritize their finances. So, you know, they might be at their time in their life, it might be more important to drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes than to fix the problem with the bank account. They then go into essentially a blackball status with banks, where this bank reports the negative account status to a company called Check Systems. And Check Systems is a company that most banks use. Whenever you go into a bank to try to open an account and you give them your social security number, they run your information through Check Systems, and Check Systems comes back with a report saying this person is either a good bank customer or not. And if not, they're not going to let you open an account. So a lot of the people who use check cashing services, they just don't have access to banking. But it's interesting that some people use it because it's more convenient and so on.
Right.
And banks in general, they're just difficult. I mean, my experience is with banks, when I go cash checks, like on customers write me a check and I go to their bank, they're always trying to dance around a way not to cash a check. They want you to open up an account. They really want you to deposit it. I got one customer, she actually has to give me a check because of the way her business is set up. I sell hay to her, and it's a Citizens Bank check. Mm-hmm. And when I go to Citizens Bank, they charge me $7 to cash her check.
From her own account?
From her own account. So I have I have her write the check for $7 more. And she's like, what do you mean? And then she'd call the bank, and she'd argue with them, and there's like nothing we can do.
Yep.
And I'm there, change your bank account. You know, Bank of America is usually pretty good for me to deal with their checks. And you know, I just show them my own ID that I have. You know, it's not a government-issued ID. They don't care. Citizens Bank used to give me a little fuss about, but the one I go to, I know the lady who's a manager there, so I get it
done. That's interesting because, I mean, it's kind of a surprise to me because Citizens Bank actually has one of the better bank accounts as far as you were talking, Daryl, about how some of them require a $1,000 minimum deposit to avoid the monthly fee. All their rule is you just have to deposit something every month and you avoid the fee. So if you wanted to get a bank account, it's one of the better ones as far as if you don't want to hold a lot of money in a bank.
Professor Servon, who is a professor of city and regional planning at University of Pennsylvania, had a former dean at the New School, and a former dean at the New School, spent 20 years studying low-income communities. And to her, that picture, that being of the, you know, the prevailing wisdom of these people just make bad decisions because reasons, that didn't really add up to her. Most of the unbanked, which is roughly 7% of U.S. households, those being without a checking or savings account.
I'm surprised it's that low.
And the underbanked, which is nearly 20%.
Now, what does that mean?
That have an account but still use alternative financial services.
Huh.
So, like, you might have an account, but
still go to a check casher.
You still go to a check casher or some other. You might, you know, maybe you need a payday loan to, you know, get through a week or two. So there's the unbanked, which is 7%. The underbanked, which is another 20. So roughly, over 1 in 4. And she said that from what she encountered, most of the unbanked and underbanked were neither naive nor irresponsible about their money. The biennial survey of the unbanked and underbanked by the FDIC says the implications of that was these people were making poor decisions. Servine told Business Insider, I knew that people I had worked with closely who don't have very much money, they know where every penny goes, and there's more.
All right, let's talk about that coming up here. And of course, if you want to share your thoughts and experiences with being unbanked or check cashing or payday loans, that kind of thing, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring us anything you want. We're talking about check cashing services. And what are the customers really like? There's a lot of what's described as prevailing wisdom about them. But maybe there's a lot of misunderstandings and misrepresentations about the kind of folks that go to check cashing services. A professor over in the UK, or at least the story's coming from the UK, a professor went and got a job at one of these check cashing places just to see what it was really like to connect with the customers and try to learn about them. And there's some surprising results from that. We're going to get into it here. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Plus, speaking of finances, Bitcoin is something that we're all fans of here on Free Talk Live, as well as cryptocurrencies in general. And for those that don't know, these are decentralized, or Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. It is not issued by banks. It is not issued by the federal government or any government around the world. And it is, in my opinion, something that the unbanked are, this can empower those folks. The, you know, unbanked, traditionally a lot of these folks don't have access to banking because maybe they've made mistakes in the past, or maybe they just hate banks.
Or maybe they don't have the documentation that a bank wants.
That's true. All of those things, none of it matters with Bitcoin, because you can just go and create a Bitcoin wallet without asking anyone's permission. You don't have to beg the government. You don't have to fill out forms. You don't have to sit and wait at a bank. You just go to download Jaxx, JAXX.io. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and it's free. You can get it cross-platform, so for your smartphone, iOS, or Android. It's also available for Linux, Mac, and Windows. There's browser plugins for Chrome and for Firefox, so you can have the same wallet accessible on multiple devices, which is awesome. Plus, it handles multiple cryptocurrencies, so not just Bitcoin, but also Ether and several others, and they're always adding more over time. There's also Shapeshift integration that makes it easy to transfer from one currency to another inside the wallet. So you don't even have to leave Jaxx to change from Bitcoin into something else. So it's amazing, and it's free. So go to Jaxx.io, J-A-X-X.io. It's created by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum, and he's striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. With Jaxx, it's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds. So if something tragic happens to your smartphone, no problem, as long as you got your backup somewhere else, you can easily restore access to all of your funds. Jaxx at JAXX.io or on your Google or Apple App Store. So we're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts are absolutely welcome. Let's go to Ian in China. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ian.
Hello. It's been a long time.
What's on your mind tonight?
I finally found a way to get through the firewall to you.
I just
wanted to talk about these check cashing services.
Sure.
You're giving me a more positive opinion of them. Of course, in China, such a thing as a check cashing service could never exist because checks don't exist.
In China?
Yeah, they don't have checks here. You might have a government warrant, which is a form of check, you know, for an award or something, but it's all cash or direct deposit if you're working for the government.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's interesting.
They have, like, debit cards?
Debit cards are only a small part. Probably 90% of Chinese, including the wealthy, walk downtown to pay their power bill, take a taxi across town to pay the gas bill, go over here to pay the water bill. They pay it in cash. When offered the chance to do it with a debit card, by and large, the Chinese won't have anything of it.
What about credit cards?
No way. Yeah, if you have a credit card in this environment, you're shamed.
Really?
People will shun you. They look at you as some sort of a bloodsucker.
Does that mean that if you were to travel to China, that you pretty much have to get cash because businesses won't accept credit cards? Because I know that Visa and MasterCard...
That's a fact.
Yeah, Visa and MasterCard want you to believe they're international and all over the world, but it sounds like...
They are. If you're going to the Beijing Hilton or the Shanghai Ramada, when you're in real China, you better have a pocket full of cash.
Interesting.
And they tried one thing here in China... by Alipay through the telephones, and that lasted about 2 or 3 months. People want something they can hold in their hand, and the banks now have a huge problem because people have been pulling their money out, and they're investing in silver and gold. The banks are losing liquid capital.
So the Chinese have banks, but they're not very popular?
Well, they're all owned by the party,
yep.
Okay? And they're all different names for the same thing, kind of like American politics. And that people just don't trust him anymore. You watch a man, as soon as he gets about 10,000 Chinese dollars, yuan, in his bank, he'll pull it out, leave just enough to keep the account open, and go buy gold. And Pakistani gold is really cheap right now, much cheaper than in America.
Pakistani gold? Now, why is that cheaper than American gold or gold in America?
It's cheaper. I can go over to Pakistan, we're just over the border, and I can pick up, 20% discount on gold.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, I don't know why, but it's cheaper. In fact, from certain countries and certain blocks, the price varies greatly.
Now, Ian, have you observed any Bitcoin transactions going on or Bitcoin stuff where you are?
The government has mentioned it a few times. Each time they approach it, they get confused and put the issue off till next quarter.
But are people using Bitcoin? Anyone accepting Bitcoin around there?
I've never heard of such a thing. Only on your radio show and on, you know, American news on the internet, I hear a few people whispering about what Bitcoin may or may not be, and that it's apparently very big in America. But
it's bigger in China. Now, maybe there's not a lot of talk on the
streets. There's also three times as many people in China.
Yeah.
Four times.
Sure. But it's big.
Yeah, it might be big in cities like Guangzhou, population 20 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm in a Tier 3 city, little bitty one, only 4 or 5 million people. And it's unheard of here.
Interesting. Ian, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Anything else you want to get out there? Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick. 50% of China, full 50%, are still on the farm. So Bitcoin has a real...
What's that mean, on the farm?
Meaning disconnected from...
They're farmers. Yeah. They're agricultural.
Oh, they actually working on the farm. Okay.
Right, they're out there breaking dirt and dropping seeds.
That's one of the things I was going to say, is there's still a lot of poor people out there in China, even though there's definitely a move up economically over the last few
decades.
And even
though the government is raising taxes on them again this year.
On the farmers or just the people?
Farmers. Imagine a farmer who works his butt off with two kids. Government doesn't like that. And he's making in China, well, in American equivalent, he's making less than $100 a month.
I deal with farmers all the time. I farmed. I buy and sell agricultural products, feed, hay, horses, and stuff like that.
He can't afford to send his kids to school beyond grade 6, because after grade 6, it gets expensive.
Ian, thanks for the call from China. Appreciate hearing from you. Glad you're able to get through the firewall. Thanks for the for making it tonight here. Sounded good, too, on Skype. Of course, that's you can connect if you want. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And also, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about money and banking and Bitcoin. And you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. It's Ian, Jay, and Daryl. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We've got plenty of time for you to join us.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all,
the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents. And special financing. Hurry, the spring flooring kickoff sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free and joining us here with you tonight. It's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
These toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, if you've been thinking about starting up your own website or blog, but you've been holding off because you're not so sure about how to go about it, HostGator makes it easy. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You can go and get HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, because you're a Free Talk Live listener, at 50% off. 50% off. By going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. You get a 99.99% uptime rating. You don't have to worry about outages. With HostGator, they're pros. HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 50% off. We go to tomorrow in Guam, where Kyle is on the line. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
How's it going?
Good morning.
I'm still sort of relatively new to Bitcoin.
Okay.
I just met some other people on Guam here who are into Bitcoin, and they had like this sort of meeting at a business, and at the end of it, they gave a presentation, and the pitch was investing in a Bitcoin mining company called BitClo. Have you guys heard of stuff like this?
I'm a huge skeptic of this BitClub thing. I've heard about it before. There's a guy named Joby Weeks, who seems like a nice guy. He's like a libertarian kind of...
I met him in Colorado.
Wealthy dude. He's into this thing. And
he's into several of these multi-level marketing things that are totally not pyramid schemes.
Yeah, and he was trying to pitch me on it, and I'm like, I don't know. This thing screams red flags to me. So I don't know. Jay, what do you think? Have you looked at this thing, this Bit Club?
So that's a thing where, the last thing I talked to him about was some deal he was doing in Iceland or something, it was Iceland with Bit Mining. And
yeah, I think it's
mining.
European based.
And he was telling me about that, and that was about a year ago, I guess, and. And he also was very interested in not Dogecoin, I can't remember, Dash.
Mm-hmm.
Dash, who he was really into at the time. And, I mean, I've hung out with him a few times. He was one of the guys that was part of the We Are Change Colorado crew, and he was at the Denver Bitcoin Center a lot and stuff. And I mean, I liked the guy, but I don't know. I never really got into throwing any money into the Bit, that Bit Dash is what it's
Bit
called.
Bit Club is what it's called. And I haven't looked closely enough at it to really be able to tell you exactly what the pitch of this Bit Club is, but it's screamed out multi-level marketing.
Is you can mine Bitcoin without actually using your computer, so you buy into, you buy shares of somebody else's miner, and you just make thousands of dollars daily.
Yeah, and the return on investment is supposedly really, really good, which of course makes red flag.
Yes,
yeah, it sounds too good to be true.
Yeah.
It probably is. So I mean, but I suspect he's still involved, but I haven't I don't know the guy well. I haven't followed up with him or anything like that. I haven't followed it closely. But if it is a Ponzi scheme, then obviously getting in on the ground floor is a good idea. But of course, you're probably a ways from the ground floor at this point, because I know it was the last Porkfest that I was at where I met the dude, and that was in 2015. So it's been at least 18 months since he was pitching me on this idea. For me, my gut feeling on this was stay away from it, but that's just all, that's all I would have to say about it, because I don't know enough to really be able to comment intelligently.
I'm still pretty friendly with a lot of the guys from the Denver Bitcoin Network, and I haven't heard any negative about it, and he's got a house right there in Denver, and he was around there quite a bit. But the poker bot thing, some people were trying to get me into that, and I was seriously considering maybe putting half a Bitcoin or something, or one Bitcoin towards one of these poker bot deals, but I decided a friend of mine did it, and I just sat back and watched it, and it started making a little, and then one day it was all gone.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They robbed him?
I don't know if it collapsed or if it was gone, but he wasn't too happy about it.
Yeah, once you put your Bitcoin out there, it's gone until they decide to give it back to you, right? There's no guarantee. And I was reading, actually, there is something I just remembered about this Bit Club. When you actually go and you do a little digging on it online, you'll find that at least one of the primary guys behind it has had kind of a shifty MLM past, multi-level marketing kind of past. Now, again, there's nothing inherently wrong with multi-level marketing. There are some good products out there that are multi-level marketed. It's just that there's a lot of scams and a lot of people end up getting ripped off. So just, you got to be really careful with this. If you're not yet into Bitcoin, I would say the best thing to do is to buy some Bitcoin. Now, again, the proposed return on investment here is what they're pitching to people is, hey, you could buy Bitcoin, but if you buy into this club, you'll make even more money. And that sounds attractive to anybody that is looking to invest. But if you're a believer in Bitcoin, just start by getting some Bitcoin. Slowly build up the amount of Bitcoin that you have by buying it over time with money that you can afford to lose. And, if you become wealthy enough to throw away money on something like a Bit Club investment, then no big deal. As long as you understand, you could lose it all by getting into something like that. And you can also lose it all if Bitcoin goes to zero tomorrow. Obviously, there are no truly safe investments out there. But at least Bitcoin, you know what you're getting into. You know that it's safe because you have control over your own money, and Bitcoin is unhackable. When you give these people, whoever they are, your Bitcoin, you have to trust them.
My kind of concern is being on Guam. The main, really, one of the only ways to get Bitcoin since Circle stopped letting you buy and sell was Coinbase. And that's what all the people that are in this club use. And, you know, I have my concerns with Coinbase, of course.
Have you tried local Bitcoins?
I have, but there's no one on Guam actually that's selling it. All the stuff is through MoneyGram and PayPal and
right.
stuff like that.
Do you at least have credit cards on Guam, right?
Yes, but...
You can use Purse.
You pay
now,
a
you're,
lot.
You're going to be paying a premium.
Yep.
But that's still a way...
Using like 15%, right?
Yeah, it's expensive. Do you have banks, you know, like big American banks on Guam, or are they like Guam-specific banks?
We got some banks. I used a Hawaiian bank.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we got those. But, like, the online exchanges seem to be really, like, they don't serve Guam. Or they don't serve, you know, my area. So, I mean, I'm thinking of asking the people that are there if they want to sell me some of theirs, you know, whenever they
have.
Yeah,
sure. Well, that's one way to do it. I mean, that's to buy directly from, right, to buy directly from other Bitcoiners is definitely a good way to get Bitcoin. It's also an anonymous, anonymous way to get Bitcoin as well. So, I would say take another look at local Bitcoins because they have a bunch of different options in MoneyGram, and those are legitimate ways to buy it. I mean, that's I have sold people Bitcoin over MoneyGram and Western Union. Actually, I ended up getting prohibited from Walmart to Walmart just because I had sold so much Bitcoin through them.
Okay.
Anyway, those are options for you, meet with those Bitcoiners a little bit more often, and you know, see what kind of wisdom they can impart on you. But as far as the investment schemes are concerned, I would say be very, very careful, and good luck. Thanks, Kyle, for the call tonight.
All right.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue here. Mark is actually on the line. We're going to bring him on in a little bit. Not sure what he wants to talk about, but he's probably down on a boat somewhere. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. And this is Free Talk Live. We're talking about money, but, of course, you can bring up anything you want.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
As
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Skype username, lrn.fm. Call on in, bring up anything you want, and take control of the airwaves. We have been talking about check cashing. We're going to get back into the story about a college professor who, you know, she'd heard all the stories about the kind of customer that you expect to go to a check cashing service, but she wanted to learn about it for herself. So she actually got a job as a check cashing clerk and wrote an article about it, about her experience. We're going to get back into that coming up here in moments and, of course, invite you to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mark Edge, co-host of Free Talk Live, down on a boat, probably somewhere in the south.
He's on a boat.
What's on your mind, Mark?
Hey, how's my audio, Ian?
Not too shabby. Go ahead.
Good. So, first, I want to give my condolences to you. Your mentor, Bob Garrett, passed away yesterday. He was, you know, a great influence on you, and it's a shame.
Well, yeah, he was a great guy. I don't know how you found out about it. I heard about it from you.
Radio Inc. You know, I read all the trades every day.
Gotcha.
Sometimes
I'm usually behind by like a week on radio trades. Anyway.
I know. So he turns out smoking kills people. You know, sorry about that.
Yep.
So what I wanted to call about was, it turns out there was a hoedown in Keene yesterday.
A hoedown?
Some of the folks that are in the dance therapy class at Antioch University in Keene, New Hampshire, decided to have sort of a dance to remember the female victims of violence and rape around the world, and it gave the statistic that 1 in 3 women were the victims of either violence or rape around the world, and that they were having this dance. And what struck me was, I wonder how many men have been victims of violence, and if that number was significant, why they weren't included. If you're going to have a dance for victims of violence, why would you just pick a gender?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, there are definitely male rape victims out there. There are definitely male domestic violence victims out there. In fact, a lot of the male domestic violence victims don't report their domestic violence.
Well, and he didn't say domestic violence. He just said violence.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, it was
that.
Specifically about violence. Yeah. And domestic violence suggests, partner on partner relationship. But I mean, men, from what I can understand, and I'll just take an informal poll. I have been beaten terribly. I've been beaten to the point that my eye, the white of my eye has been turned bloody. My sternum was broken. I was in a pretty big mess. Ian, have you been the victim of violence at one point in your life or another?
I have, yes. Not as bad.
What
as,
was that like?
Yeah,
just
not as bad
briefly.
As yours. But yeah, I've been.
In one sentence, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, were you hit with some object?
No. He said he doesn't want to talk about it.
I got beat up.
Well, I'm just
trying
to. Yeah, you've been. Was
I was
it
punched,
bad or just
okay.
like smacked around?
Yeah, I was punched.
Okay, you were punched, and it was hard. All right, Jay, were you beaten with something, or just kind of beaten up badly?
I was a young boy. I was. Beat up by some older kids. They kind of, four or five of them had some sticks and wiffle ball bat. And another time, four or five of them come at me with paintball guns. And then I got to be about 13 years old and took them on one at a time. And they didn't mess with me anymore.
Mm.
Daryl, have you been the victim of violence? And I'm not talking about, just pushies or anything like that. Real honest.
Like, I don't know what you mean by real honest violence. Like, I've been in fights in, middle school. I've, inadvertently hit myself in the face with an aluminum baseball bat. I would say that, I've assaulted myself worse than anybody has ever assaulted me. But just because somebody has, a march to raise awareness of one group of people, having dealt with something doesn't mean that they're not acknowledging that other people have done something. So the March for a Cure for Cancer doesn't deny that other diseases that aren't cancer exist. You do understand that, right?
I'm very, very clear on that. But when we're talking about two genders, we're not talking about the myriad of diseases that exist. We're talking about two genders. This looks like, to me,
you're
is
also
a
denying march. That there are more than two genders, but okay.
Okay, fine. We can play around with that as much as we like, but
you should have called up Chris Cantwell. I bet he would have loved to have gone to the march.
I bet he would have been.
Justice Warriors love dealing with this sort of thing. So yes, he would have loved the topic.
And I think it's important because what this seems like, honestly, is a dance for women against men. Because who beats up women? Well, the perpetrators of violence are generally men. But their victims are generally men. So to, sort of focus in on the minority victim over the majority victim really just comes down to pointing a finger at, those big violent men. Really, why can't they just behave themselves?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely seems to be the narrative, for sure. I mean, that's not an unpopular narrative.
Daryl, don't you see that?
I see that I can see how somebody could construe that, but what I'm hearing, and
there's definitely some man-hating women out there. There's no doubt.
There are,
about that.
And I'm not going to deny that.
And they would be the people who would be most likely to start something like this.
What I'm hearing here, though, and I'm replacing the word women's dance with Black Lives Matter march, and it sounds basically the same of, black people wind up getting assaulted by other black people, so why should they be marching because police assault them?
At the very least, black people will claim, if that may or may not be true, it depends on the statistics you look at, they will claim that they are a victims of violence far beyond their percentage of the population, right? Victims
yes.
of police violence and that sort of thing. So they can say that, look, we are overrepresented in this particular area.
Disproportionately assaulted.
Yeah, disproportionately assaulted by police and that sort of thing. And, I don't know, maybe that's true, maybe it's not. I tend to think it's true, but women will generally not say that that is, that they will not deny that men are the victims of violence far more than women are. But usually if you have this conversation, it ultimately comes down to, yeah, but you men do this. And I, being one of 3.5 billion men on the planet, only have control of this particular male body that I'm in and none of the other male bodies. And I feel shamed and chagrined by this particular dance.
Okay, so let me suggest that you do something other than calling to basically bitch that there was a march going on.
He could start his own dance.
Start your own dance to remember all of the men that have ever wound up being in a fight.
Yeah, well, that dance is going to be laughable. And if you get anything, any kind of press, it'll be, see, look at those men's rights activists. Why doesn't he have a fedora on? Where's his neck beard? He should get a job! You know, and all this other crap. I'm not telling these people that participated, and I don't know what the genders are of the people that participated. I could see some women in it, but I'm sure there were some men, too. You know, there's some single guys in Keene that need a little attention, I'm sure. You know,
I was
I'm
at
not
the state
telling
house.
Them
leave me alone.
That they should get jobs. I'm not telling them that. I'm not telling them anything. I'm not using. I'm not painting with a broad brush. I'm simply saying that this looks very much like man-hating to me.
That and sounds like that, you're painting with a broad brush and interpreting something and trying to get offended where you shouldn't be.
Yeah,
offended.
I mean, given that you haven't actually talked to the organizers, you are jumping
to
conclusions.
I talked to one of them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I've talked to one of them in the past, yeah.
And?
I'm familiar with her stances on these things. She calls herself a feminist.
Okay.
And
Stephanie Murphy, former co-host of Free Talk Live, also calls herself a feminist.
And they got into fights on the air, Mark and
I've
Stephanie.
I've never been able to nail down what she means by it, though. That's one of the things about the term feminism is that they've got this philosophy that they seem to defend by simply saying that, oh, it's all about equality. But they don't mean it's about equality. If it's about equality, Daryl, they'd be having a dance for male victims of violence. Because
or they would just call it victims of violence and would not attach any gender to it.
You can see it's specifically not about that, right? Because it's not about that.
Yeah.
Like, we'll say that feminism is about equal rights, and then we'll do things to focus in on women. We'll call ourselves feminists. We'll have dance for women victims of violence.
I think you're probably right. If you've actually talked to the organizer and you know a thing or two about her, then you probably are correct, and it is probably less speculative what you were saying here. Where's your boat right now? Where are you at?
Down in Marathon, we're getting ready to head back up Florida towards Sarasota.
All right, man. Have a safe trip. Thanks for the call tonight. That's Mark Edge from Edgington Post, which you can hear his episodes. He just released one, I think yesterday, on the Free Talk Live podcast. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com and subscribe to it there. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 on the way. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.